This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hour back, hour number two, Anthony Lima. Danny Cunningham is in for Ken Carmen. We got a lot of NFL and Cavs coming up straight ahead, including, I feel sad, I feel bad, because Owen's side gig could be going the way of the dodo bird.
Oh, no.
Wait, what did I miss?
Are you breaking news right now?
That technology is just messing with everything.
Anthony, this is my side gig.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, you wear a lot of hats.
Yeah, that's
Owen. But it's another
side gig. My number one gig is being a parent.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
You're right? Such a good dad.
I'll tell you what I was talking to somebody about when it comes to somebody else at the station later on. Later
That'll
on,
be
not on
fun.
The air. But a couple of rules that they're looking to also tinker with in the NFL. We'll get to that in about 20 minutes. 216-474-0092. So the grades are in, and I cannot believe the amount of reaction I saw to this. Probably has a lot to do with the Browns going 3-14. And I had forgotten, every year when they're at the Combine, they release the Players Association. This is one of the tools, one of the levers they have to try to force, without a negotiation, to just try to humiliate certain NFL teams and owners if they think they're not doing right by their players. And of course, that's a union-led effort. And so the Browns, and some of this did surprise me, to be honest, because I thought the Browns, by and large, had gotten decent marks.
Right.
Year after year when it comes to this stuff. We know that the Haslams, at least I had thought, had spared no expense on trying to spend their way, use the spending as almost a way to get by in places that you could have an advantage.
You know what ownership should be doing? That is your way to try and get out of messes, is to spend more money to find your way into better places.
And to exploit maybe market inefficiencies, right? That's what the NBA has all been about. That's what baseball has been about. All right, well, this is a way that you thought maybe the Haslams could spend money and it doesn't mess with the salary cap, like new facilities, or at least you see what they're building in Berea. That's not even to get into the discussion about the dome down the road and all of that. Well, apparently, it hasn't worked. The Browns receiving a really, really bad grade in the third installment of the NFLPA's annual report card based on a survey of the players. They ranked 30th out of 32 teams, earning just a single A grade for their new state-of-the-art weight room. Similarly, Browns strength coaches received a B+, the only other high mark coming in the form of a B- for the team's nutrition and dietitian. But everywhere else, when it comes to player treatment, they got a very bad grade, including they scored the lowest grade for its locker room space at the team facility, an F-.
So that's for Berea, not for at the stadium?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. I didn't even... Do the players care about their game day locker room?
I have no idea.
It's not like the NBA, and it's certainly not like baseball. Baseball, they spend so much time.
Well, baseball, you only have a game day clubhouse. You don't have a practice facility. Like, you don't spend time anywhere, basically, other than the ballpark, where you know, with football, they spend much more time in Berea at the facility than they do at Huntington Bank Field.
Right. And they also had treatment of the families remains one of the biggest concerns expressed by the players, earning a D-plus this year, slightly from a D-minus. But here's the one that everybody was talking about yesterday. Your two-time Coach of the Year, Kevin Stefanski. We played some of his audio. He talked yesterday in Berea. Two-time Coach of the Year. He got just a C, and that was after getting a B-minus the year before. So they go on this amazing playoff run with a bunch of guys that weren't even on the roster to start the year. I thought it was just an all-time great coaching job. I don't care what the opponents were or whatever. Like, that's a team that's supposed to fade away. They make the playoffs. They got a B-minus. This year, they win three games, and he gets a C. What stood out to you when it came to that?
So, to me, that grade, the Kevin Stefanski grade, screams the way that they've handled Deshaun Watson. Like, that to me, it's that situation I think is very reflective of this grade, because you can't tell me that if you go back and before Deshaun got hurt this past year, that he was the best person for that job. Like, the way, with how bad he was playing and just how poorly everything was going, the fact that the Browns continued to stick by him, I think that decision, which everybody could see, whether you were watching, whether you were part of the team, like, you could see that Deshaun Watson was terrible, that he was the worst quarterback in football. And the fact that Kevin Stefanski continued to say this guy gives us the best chance to win, both publicly and privately, despite the fact that that very clearly was false, I think that is reflected in this grade. Now, that being said, if a guy goes 3-14, which Kevin Stefanski did this year, I probably would have expected a worse grade than what he was actually given.
Right, right. Wouldn't you? I mean, a lot of this could be, and you have new players every year,
right,
and we don't know who was polled, and you wonder, was Myles Garrett polled? I imagine Myles Garrett was excited to take part in any
kind of a
poll.
Do you think he just gave them Fs across the board?
I feel like there'd be some strategy involved in this. I should add that ownership got a C-plus when it was a B last year, and that score ranked the Haslam's 22 out of 32. So, you know, 3-14, and your ownership gets a C-plus, your coach gets a C.
I mean, bottom third ownership sounds about right.
Most would get an F, though, wouldn't they, after 3-14? So I looked at it a little differently than a lot of other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Maybe it should be worse, but I think because... And it's interesting to balance what Kevin has done throughout his tenure in Cleveland versus what he did this past season. Because this past season was a failure on every account. There's no way to spin it as a positive thing. It was just an absolute disaster of a season. But overall, I do think that Kevin's tenure has been better than a C grade. Like, I would give him probably an A minus for what he's done throughout his tenure in Cleveland. I'm very happy with Kevin Stefanski that he is the head coach of the football team I care about. But this past year was awful. So how you balance that with players, that is, there's a lot of turnover in this league. Like, guys that are voting on this haven't necessarily been part of successful seasons. Maybe they only know the Browns as a losing organization because that's what they've been here for. So I get it from both sides. I do. I understand it.
All right. 216-474-0092. I want to know if fans, when they hear something like this, because fans are filling out their own surveys when it comes to season tickets and all of that. That's how you have a voice. Obviously, when we open up the phone lines, that's how you have a voice. This is one of the ways that the players have a voice. And when you see those kind of marks, does it make you even more nervous about the future of the Browns? Because I heard a lot of outrage yesterday. I didn't necessarily share in that outrage. I expected some of the marks to be even lower. But when in relation to the other teams, like, the Browns did not fare well whatsoever. Well, somebody else weighed in on this. Yesterday, Baskin and Phelps, notably Jeff Phelps. Here was their takeaway, notably Jeff Phelps's takeaway on the grades that came down yesterday.
Kevin Stefanski, your two-time coach of the year, is a C coach, according to the NFLPA. No coach in the AFC North got less than a B. Harbaugh got a B with Baltimore. Bengals got an A. And Mike Tomlin, A. What does that tell you?
I'm going to have an opinion on this that you're not going to like.
Go ahead.
Tells me they got a lot of whiny guys in that locker room. This whole survey tells me that.
Why? There aren't guys whining in other cities.
Yeah, well, good. They're whining here.
That is a different way to look at it.
Boy, we were all looking at it from the total opposite perspective, and then Phelps comes in like he does and just blows my mind. Oh, yeah, well, no, the players are whining.
I am surprised that Zach Taylor got an A. I'm very surprised that Zach Taylor, to that point, like, I don't think Zach Taylor is all that good of a coach. I think he's somebody that is...
I thought he'd get fired.
Right, I did too. I think he's somebody that has been built up by Joe Burrow. Like, when I look at the success of the Browns that they've had, and of course the Bengals have been more successful in this era than the Browns have, but I look at that as, well, they're really good because they have an awesome quarterback in Joe Burrow, and I think that Kevin Stefanski has gotten much more out of the rosters that he's had in Cleveland than what Cincinnati has gotten out of Joe Burrow, truthfully, because I think of him as somebody that is that good, that is capable of winning a Super Bowl, and Kevin Stefanski has not had somebody like that his entire tenure in Cleveland. So I was surprised by Zach Taylor getting the grade that he got. Like, that's stunning to me.
Mike Tomlin, where in Pittsburgh, maybe... I'm a little biased by the fact that we have Pony on and Mueller and those guys, sports talk show hosts in
Pony
Pittsburgh.
Didn't vote in this?
Is, well, yeah. That's the thing. Sports talk show hosts in Pittsburgh, they're so
the P
over.
Stands for an NFLPA.
They don't ever think they have a chance
NFL
in the playoffs.
Pony Association.
So they are definitely over Mike Tomlin, and yet the players aren't. Now, I would push back. Like, I kind of would be annoyed if our team has flatlined, but our players are loving ownership and coaches. Then I'm like, do they have it too easy?
So what you're
like,
saying
do these
is
guys even care about winning?
What you're saying is the Browns, organizationally, the players are the hungriest bunch in the AFC North. That's how you're going to spin
Ooh,
this.
Ooh, I like that.
That's the spin
wow.
here.
I like Phelps thinks they're whiny.
The Browns, they're not whiny. They're hungry for more. They're hungry for success.
They got a lot of whiny guys in that locker room.
Well, I do think there's...
It's so good.
There's a fine line, right? Because players... Like, I'm so used to the NBA where the coaches are just disposable. The players... Like we talked about with Atkinson, and I said, you watch, you know, there'll come a time when the players are done with Atkinson just like they are with every other coach in that league. In the NFL, it's very different. It's very different. Like, players, you'll see coaches will leave and go elsewhere, and then they'll sign players from their previous stop. Because there is that bond. There is a lifelong affinity from players to coaches. You see that in college. My God.
Look no further than anyone that has ever played for Tom Thibodeau. Everybody that has ever played for Tibbs loves that guy to the death.
Even though he runs him into the ground.
Dude, I remember I was covering the Minnesota Timberwolves when he was the coach during the Jimmy Butler year that Jimmy, you know, the general soreness, requested a trade, caused the whole stink. And then Tibbs got fired in December of that year. Derrick Rose, who was an MVP at one point, was on that Wolves team, had his career arguably ruined because Tibbs played him too many minutes. He stood in front of the media and like actually cried real tears coming down his face after Tibbs got fired because he was so heartbroken by it. Like, it's incredible some of the bonds that certain coaches can form with players. It's remarkable.
Especially in football. That is a sport where you are risking, you know, your future. You're risking everything to go out there time and time again when they put you in positions. And that's why you see. And when these guys are over a coach, you know it. You can see it. They start mailing it in. That is not a sport where you want to foot out the door from the players. So I want to ask fans, 216, hold that thought, 474-0092. We've had a litany of bad Browns news. It all launched with Myles Garrett wanting out the door, you know, to start this offseason. Is this just another one of those that make you think that this team is going in the wrong direction? Because I'll push back a little bit.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.